The European Union's chief Brexit negotiator has ruled out the possibility of reopening Britain's withdrawal agreement with the bloc. Michel Barnier says the EU is ready to work on alternative solutions after Britain's departure. Barnier added that the backstop arrangement in the current deal is the only operational solution to the Irish border issue. A senior EU official has also warned a no-deal Brexit could be more likely. Martin Selmayr denied reports that the EU is ready to give binding assurances to London in order to get the approval of the British Parliament. British Prime Minister Theresa May is scrambling to win a revised deal with the EU. The UK is due to leave the EU in less than 2 months.
Theresa May is still trying to renegotiate the UK's Brexit deal with the European Union. She wants to time limit the Irish backstop, the main sticking point for most British MPs, and to introduce a unilateral exit mechanism for the UK. But the EU has repeatedly insisted that it won't renegotiate a deal that took more than 2 years to reach, and that the Irish backstop can't have a time limit. Nevertheless, this morning, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said there was still hope for the deal.
We have an agreement for the future relationship between Britain and EU, and in this future relationship, one can of course settle questions that are still being discussed, such as the question we have with the backstop for Ireland, which means the management of the border between Northern Ireland, which belongs to Britain, and the Republic of Ireland, which is a member of the European Union.
Whatever the outcome of the ongoing Brexit debate, all the uncertainty has already started to affect business. Auto giant Nissan has reversed plans to build a new Model X Trail vehicle in Britain, amid growing fears of a no-deal Brexit.
Right, and we've been very clear, no deal would be a disaster. We need a deal. We need that status quo transition that gives you some breathing space to allow you to negotiate whatever the future relationship is going to be.
Coming out with no deal means that service industries, people who work in the service industries from the EU, pharmaceuticals, all of that's up in the air and it's in question. So it can definitely have negative effects for us, for sure.
I'd be worried about people's medicines. I'd be worried about people's health. And I think, yes, we do need time to stop, consider.
It will be very negative in terms of the economy, perhaps not for me personally, but for a lot of people, especially in industrial areas of the UK, it will be very difficult because they're reliant on manufacturing and the manufacturing will leave.
A survey by the Institute of Directors has warned that nearly a third of its members have either moved operations overseas or were planning to. Saying it can't wait any longer, UK banking giant Barclays has shifted nearly $200 billion of assets to its Irish subsidiary. Food and drug supplies are also expected to run low because so much of them are either imported from or through the EU.